is a great time to sample for soybean cyst nematode eggs. Sample the soybean fields and also your corn fields on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
When pushing yields, it pays to be flexible. That's why farmers pursuing profitability count on Asgrow brand soybeans and XtendFlex technology. And with the largest number of XtendFlex products for 2021, you can count on Asgrow to keep you out in front all season long. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. No dicamba may be used in crop with XtendFlex soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
An excellent time to take soil samples from fields that will be planted with soybeans next year and have them tested for SCN, or soybean cyst nematode eggs. This also includes sampling corn fields that will have beans next year. The results will indicate if management decisions will need to be changed because SCN is the most damaging pathogen of soybeans in North America. Greg Tilka is an extension nematologist at Iowa State University and explains how many soil cores you need.
I like to have up to 20 soil cores collected from no larger than every 20 acres. But if you have to, 20 cores from 40 acres is better than 20 cores from 80 acres. The error involved in your sample results will increase the larger you sample the area.
The equipment you need is a soil probe, a bucket, and a plastic or plastic-lined soil bag. Sample the top 6 to 8 inches of soil and take cores from within the root zone or from within the inter-row area.
Once a farmer or an agronomist collects a 20-core sample, first thing is they should put all those cores in a bucket and mix the cores up really well, break them up, and then fill a soil sample bag. And then there are many options to send the samples to labs. So every state that produces soybeans probably has a university laboratory that will process the samples.
He says farmers can also get information and support from the SCN Coalition. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about SCN testing at agriculture.com.